This is Radio Energy News.
Welcome to EN4 News. I'm Jess McFadden. It's 3 o'clock. The headlines this afternoon. Police have announced that two men have been charged with the murder of Mark Squires. The 44-year-old was killed in Edinburgh on Sunday in what police are calling a random attack. Two men, aged 21 and 23, are being held in custody, pending an appearance at Edinburgh Sheriff Court this Wednesday. The First Minister is asking MSPs at Holyrood to join with the SNP and the Green Party to back a plan to permanently ban fracking in Scotland. Members will vote later today to address environmental and health concerns surrounding the controversial process. The Scottish Tories are the only party to oppose the ban. The Conservatives have been bringing attention to the economic benefits. The Spanish Justice Minister has said today that Catalonian leader Charles Puigdemont cannot solve the region's political crisis with Madrid just by calling regional elections. Madrid has said it will enforce direct rule on Catalonia in a move to prevent any further independence movements. This will involve soliciting special constitutional powers that have never been used before. EN4 News spoke to Catalan resident Rosé Villaplana.
I think it's going to be very interesting because obviously they're civil servants, but they're still citizens. So I think that the ones who don't agree with voting or don't agree with the independent movement or the movement of people who actually want to be heard, either if they want to vote yes or no, if they don't agree with it, I think they're just going to follow the Spanish government rules.
Further discussions will take place in Madrid this Thursday. The Scottish Parliament met today to debate a potential repeal to the Offensive Behaviour at Football and Threatening Behaviour Act. Before moving into a private session, the committee heard evidence that the Act does not focus enough on hate crime. But MSP Ben McPherson said the reform rather than repeal would be more constructive. The hope on all sides is that any amendments to the Act will better address the issue of hate crime in Scotland. A new national plan to benefit Scotland's hard-of-hearing community will be announced by the Scottish Government today. The plan is focused on getting hard-of-hearing people into work, but will also introduce improvements to public transport. Derek Todd from the Scottish Council of Deafness has supported the plan, crediting it with the potential to help the deaf learn, parent and be creative. We spoke to Claire Lamont, head of the BSL and English at the Royal Conservatoire in Glasgow, about the impact the initiative will have.
The course is important because it gives access to people who haven't had access to professional conservatoire training, but also it's important because it means that the work that will be produced in Scotland and further afield will be more exciting and richer because of the fact that we are working to find the most exciting way to use BSL and English for a wide range of audiences.
The charity Surfers Against Sewage have given Edinburgh residents the opportunity to get involved in cleaning up beach plastic pollution. Yesterday's beach clean was in Crammond, and today the success is due to continue with Portobello Beach.
People need to start becoming more aware of this plastic and think about when they're using it, but also after they've used it where it's ending up, and most of it is ending up in either landfills or in the ocean. So I really do think it's important to come and clean it up and raise awareness.
And now to sport. We're joined by Cameron Storer. And Cameron, I hear Celtic fans have had good coverage in the press of late.
Yes, Jess, as you say, Celtic fans in the news for some good press for a change. They were honoured with the FIFA Fans Award last night at the FIFA Best Awards in London. European giants Real Madrid were also big winners on the night. It's also the Edinburgh Derby tonight, the first time Hibs and Hearts have squared off in the Scottish top flight for 3 years. Hibs are looking to bounce back from a disappointing setback at the weekend in the Scottish League Cup semi-final, whereas Hearts are looking to end a terrible run of 7 games without a win in a tie. We'll be hearing from both sets of fans ahead of that one later. There'll be updates on the news this morning that former world snooker champion Stuart Bingham has been banned from the sport for 6 months over betting allegations against him. And we'll also be talking to the SFA about Scotland's women's national side, who are in action tonight in a World Cup qualifier. They face Albania in a crucial game two of their qualifying campaign. There's all that and a lot more at 4:30, but if you can't wait until then, be sure to check us out online at EN4 News for a podcast on the weekend's football. Jess?
And that's all for both of us for now. Keep up to date on Twitter at EN4 News, and we'll see you again at 4:30.